The number of students martyred in the recent terrorist attack on a school bus in Hustar, Balochistan, has risen to 8, according to security sources. Two more students, Shima Ibrahim and Muskan, succumbed to their injuries during treatment, bringing the total fatalities to 8. Security officials confirmed that among those martyred are 7 female students and 1 male student. On the day of the suicide bombing, Sanya Somro, grade 6, Hafsa Kasser, grade 7, and Aisha Salim, grade 10, lost their lives at the scene. Later, Haider, Malaika, and Zair Salim were also martyred while receiving medical treatment, security officials said. According to the sources, the cowardly attack was planned and sponsored by the terrorist state of India. The blood of these innocent children will not go unavenged. Those behind this, including the Indian handlers and their local agents, will be held accountable, security officials stated. During a press briefing in Rawalpindi on Friday, DGISPR, Lieutenant General Ahmed Sharif Chaudhry added that the attack was not just on a school bus, but an attack on our values, education, and the fabric of our society. Our response will be decisive. They will not succeed, said the Interior Secretary. DGISPR said that India-sponsored attackers have no humanity, morality, and Baloch or Pakistani identity, adding that India has been involved in state-sponsored terrorism for 20 years, destabilizing regional peace. He pointed out that in 2009, Pakistan had presented a dossier to the United Nations with evidence of India's involvement in terrorist activities in Balochistan. He stressed that the Hustar incident was deeply tragic, carried out under India's orders, and that Fitna-ul-Hindustan is targeting innocent people, including children and travelers. The United Nations Security Council strongly condemned the terrorist attack in Hustar. In a statement, the council extended its deepest condolences to the victims' families, the government of Pakistan, and the Pakistani people, while also wishing a swift recovery for the injured.